This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
House Judiciary, yeah, that's where we're at. House Judiciary will now come to order. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Representative Barthel.
Here.
Borglum.
Here.
Schwach.
Here.
Diedrich, excused. Hammock.
Here.
Latterell, excused. Pischke.
Here.
Courier, excused. Rasmussen.
Here.
Reimer.
Here.
St. John.
Here.
Johns.
Here.
Hansen.
Here.
Mr. Chairman, we have a quorum.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. We have a quorum. And Representative Johns is excited to vote. The chair will entertain a motion to approve the minutes of our last House Judiciary meeting.
So moved.
Moved by Representative Pischke. Seconded by Representative Barthel. All in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The minutes are so approved. Welcome, everybody, to the House Judiciary Committee. If you wish to testify today, you're welcome to do so. Please sign in at the podium in the back. If you have any handouts for the committee, you're welcome to distribute those. Please have them distributed via our pages who are joining us today. It's their first day on duty, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Why don't you guys come up and introduce yourself, tell us your name, where you're from, and what your plans are for school.
Hi, my name is Heath Brown, and I'm from Hamlin High School.
Hello, my name is Carter Dreyer. I'm from Warner High School.
All right, welcome. Thanks for being here, you guys. If you wish to testify, please sign in at the podium in the back, if I didn't say that already, and please do silence all your electronic devices. We have a number of bills on the agenda today. Before we get into Representative Round's bills, there is one bill, House Bill 1087, that was submitted at the request of the Chief Justice. Mr. Satizan is here. That is going to be tabled, and so we'll just allow a brief explanation of why that is. So the committee will now hear proponent testimony on House Bill 1087, an act to authorize a clerk of courts to provide certain notices by electronic mail. Good morning, Mr. Satizan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Good to see you again. House Bill 1087 was inadvertently included in the Chief Justice bills. It is actually a Supreme Court rule that's going to be appearing before the court at their rules hearing tomorrow, so I would ask that it be tabled. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Satizan. With that, the chair will entertain a motion to table.
So moved.
Moved by Representative Johns, seconded by Representative Pischke. That's a non-debatable motion. All those in favor of that motion will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Representative Barthel.
Aye.
Borglum.
Aye.
Schwach.
Aye.
Diedrich. Excused. Hammock.
Aye.
Latterell.
Aye.
Pischke.
Aye.
Poirier. Excused. Rasmussen.
Aye.
Reimer. Excused. St. John.
Aye.
Johns.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
We have 11 yeas.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. That motion carries. The bill is so tabled. One more note on the agenda. House Bill 1101, an act to provide for the reinstatement of a driver's license under certain conditions. The prime sponsor of that bill has asked us to defer the hearing on House Bill 1101. So that bill will be deferred for today. So with that, we will get into the top of our agenda, which is House Bill 1113. House Bill 1113, an act to provide for remote participation in a shareholders meeting. The committee will hear proponent testimony on House Bill 1113. Good morning, Representative Rounds.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, our very honorable members of the House Judiciary Committee. Representative Tim Rounds, District 24 from Pierre. House Bill 1113 is basically what the title says, the allow stakeholders to participate in the shareholders meeting. If a legislator cannot make it to the Capitol, they have the opportunity to participate in a committee meeting via remote and participate, ask questions, be part of the debate. without being here. And I think with this bill, what we're looking at doing is allowing shareholders that same authority. I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Ryder. He's going to go through the nuts and bolts of the bill. I'll remain available for questions.
Thank you, Representative. Further proponent testimony on House Bill 1113. Good morning, Mr. Ryder.
Good morning, Chair, members of the committee. Bob Ryder, I'm a registered lobbyist for the State Bar of South Dakota. We appear in favor of this bill and ask for your support of it. Currently, there are no specific provisions for electronic participation in private corporations' shareholder meetings. This bill just creates a procedure, frankly, to allow greater participation. It was vetted by the Business Law Committee of the State Bar. They looked at procedures implemented by neighboring states, including Nebraska and Iowa. This is consistent with that, and in fact, we use that as a model in our effort. The bill itself gives the Board of Directors the sole discretion to adopt certain procedures, and if those procedures are adopted, even if a shareholder is in a remote location, the shareholder can participate in the meeting if those procedures are adopted. And the intent, frankly, is to ensure that there are reasonable measures to verify that each person participating is a shareholder. I want to make sure the folks on the phone are shareholders or the proxy of the shareholder. And then also a reasonable opportunity to participate, and that includes, and we took this from Nebraska after we talked to Senator Kennedy about making sure there is an opportunity to communicate, and then also to read and to hear the proceedings of the meeting concurrently with the proceedings. So this is business-friendly legislation. If you were to adopt it, it's important to the public companies in South Dakota as well as the small, closely held companies and corporations. So we would ask for your support.
Thank you, Mr. Ryder. Further proponent testimony on House Bill 1113. Is there any further proponent testimony? Seeing no further proponent testimony, is there any opponent testimony on House Bill 1113? Are there any opponents? Seeing no opponents, we'll move to committee questions. Are there any questions from the committee? Representative Borglum.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is for either the prime or the gentleman who spoke. Do we have a problem with people being able to make it into shareholder meetings? And is this where I'm going with this, if I may have a little latitude, Mr. Chair, is Do we benefit by insisting people come to South Dakota for shareholder meetings?
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Ryder.
You know, I look at this more from the closely held small private corporations that maybe it's a farmer ranch corporation or a small business corporation. And my parents are in Arizona in the winter. We have a shareholders meeting. It's important for them to participate in this meeting that we have back here in South Dakota. So it would be well to allow them that opportunity to participate, to hear it, to communicate. And frankly, if it's like my parents were, to tell me what to do, so I'd get it done right. So I think that is really more the approach.
Follow-up, Representative Borglum. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ryder. Further committee questions? Any further committee questions? Seeing none, we'll move to committee discussion or action.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Schwach.
I move to pass.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made by Representative Schwach, seconded by Representative Pischke to send House Bill 1113 to the floor with a do pass recommendation. Comments on your motion, Representative Schwach?
No comments.
Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, the motion before the committee is to send House Bill 1113 to the floor with a do pass recommendation. All those in favor, vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, will please call the roll.
Representative Barthel.
Aye.
Borglum.
Aye.
Schwach.
Aye.
Diedrich, excused. Hammack.
Aye.
Latterell.
Aye.
Pischke.
Aye.
Poirier, excused. Rasmussen.
Aye.
Reimer.
Aye.
St. John.
Aye.
Johns.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
We have 11 yeas.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. That motion carries. House Bill 1113 will move to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Seeing no objection, the chair will certify that bill for the consent calendar. Is there any objection? Seeing no objection, the bill is so certified. We'll move then in our agenda to House Bill 1114. House Bill 1114, an act to authorize additional abbreviations in naming corporations, limited liability companies, and limited liability partnerships. The committee will now hear proponent testimony on House Bill 1114. Welcome back, Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and honorable members of the House Judiciary Committee. Representative Tim Rounds, District 24, Pier. I'd like to thank you for that last vote. I think this one will be even more simpler. Basically, we're talking about abbreviations, and I noted in this when I first looked at the language for this that the Bar Association really was looking at is, it's the way when I do an LLC, I'll do it without the periods, LLC. But now, you know, we're adding in that ability to do so. It's amazing this has to be in statute, but I think this is a necessary bill to allow us to do that in the professional world. With that, I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Ryder, and he'll explain more as to the nuts and bolts of the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative, for your abbreviated testimony. Jokes don't get any better. Mr. Ryder, welcome back.
Thank you. Bob Ryder, State Bar of South Dakota. I think I like where this bill is going, so I'll abbreviate my testimony as well. It, frankly, if you look at it, it's the same. Our State Bar Subcommittee looked at the laws and found that there were issues, and there had been certain folks that had not gotten their filings approved and been rejected because they left off the periods or didn't specifically address and weren't consistent with what the law is as it currently states. So this is just an effort to ensure that, and particularly look at, it says chiropractors and optometry, and most of these are professional corporations where they've got a professional corporation designation, but they have either done it a little informally or have not looked at the procedural niceties of the statute. This says we're going to expand those opportunities in the statute so that folks can register and folks can properly be accepted for registration. I know Emily Kerr from the Secretary of State's office is here today, and she can address more of the mechanical parts of it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ryder. Further proponent testimony. Good morning, Ms. Kerr.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. This is Emily Kerr. I'm with the Secretary of State's office, and I'm the Director of the Division of Business Services. The Secretary Barnett sends his apologies. We have an elections bill up at approximately the same time next door in State Affairs, so he's not able to be in both places at the same time. Our office is in support of these changes to law in House Bill 1114, and we would see no cost, or it will be absorbed in our current maintenance budget. We see as a very minimal programming change. We would like to clarify, our office does feel it's important to have these corporate endings in statute because sometimes other states, other countries allow some very different endings, and you'd always be surprised what people submit in the mail and try to make fly. So again, our office rises in support, and I stand by for any questions.
Thank you very much. Further proponent testimony on House Bill 1114. Is there any further proponent testimony? Seeing none, is there any opponent testimony? Are there any opponents? Seeing none, we'll open to questions from the committee. Are there any committee questions? Representative Latterell.
Thank you. For any of the proponents, I just was looking at the part about the PA and how some are grandfathered in. Is there a lot of companies out there that are still using PA, or have most of them moved over to the newer designations?
Ms. Kerr.
Mr. Chair, Representative Latterell, and members of the committee, there are a few that were in before that law change that still use it, but by and large, new submissions and the majority of professional corporations use the newer endings.
Further committee questions? Seeing no further committee questions, we will open to committee discussion or action on House Bill 1114. Discussion or action, House Bill 1114. Chair. Representative Pischke.
I move do pass.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made by Representative Pischke, seconded by Representative Hammack, to move House Bill 1114 to the floor with a do pass recommendation. Comments on your motion, Representative Pischke?
I just like to thank the proponents for coming up and giving such great testimony.
Thank you, Representative. Further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, the motion before the committee is to send House Bill 1114 to the floor with a do pass recommendation. All those in favor of that motion will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, will please call the roll.
Representative Barthel.
Aye.
Borglum.
Aye.
Schwach.
Aye.
Diedrich. Excused. Hammack.
Aye.
Latterell.
Aye.
Pischke.
Aye.
Poirier.
Aye.
Rasmussen.
Aye.
Reimer.
Aye.
St. John.
Aye.
Johns.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
We have 12 yeas.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Motion carries. House Bill 1114 will move to the floor with a due pass recommendation. If there's no objection, the chair will certify this bill for the consent calendar. Is there any objection? Seeing none, the bill is so certified. Thank you, Representative Rounds. Feel free to stick around if you want to hang out. Enjoy. He's leaving. We will move then in our agenda to House Bill 1077. House Bill 1077, an act to establish certain requirements regarding funeral processions. And the committee will now hear proponent testimony on House Bill 1077. Good morning, Representative Steele.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and committee members. I'll be bringing... I'm Manny Steele, District 12 representative, and I bring you HB 1077. I do have an amendment that I would request to be adopted along the line here. I don't know if we want to do that right away or...
Representative Steele, that's 1077A?
Yes.
Does everybody have a copy of Amendment 1077A? It's on LRC's website.
Should be on the website. I did not pass it out.
It looks like the change is on page 1, line 8. Does everybody have that?
That is correct.
Okay. The,
just adding those four words is all.
Thank you, Representative. At this time, the chair would entertain a motion to adopt Amendment 1077A.
Moved
by Representative Latterell, seconded by Representative Pischke. Any comments on the motion, Representative Latterell? All those in favor of Amendment 1077A will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The bill is so amended. Please proceed, Representative
Steele. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was asked to bring this bill by one of my constituents. While speaking with a police officer last summer regarding police escorts for funerals, the officer stated there is nothing in the state law that gives police authority to stop traffic for a funeral procession. Our present law only states that the people not in the procession must stop. So we researched in other states and found a number of them that have laws specifically for funeral processions, such as Arizona, Virginia, Georgia, Texas, some of them closer to home, Idaho, Montana, North Dakota. I took this concern to our chief of police in Sioux Falls, Matt Burns. His response was very positive. I met with the chief Burns and some of his officers to critique the bill that LRC prepared for me, made a few changes, and this is what I'm presenting to you today. The chief of police also had a meeting here last week, and when I checked with the chief of police from Pierre, he said that this whole bill was... well received at their state meeting. This bill addresses the responsibilities of the police officer, the funeral establishment or director, and any of their agent involved in the procession. It also clarifies some of the responsibilities of others' drivers that are not in the procession and covers liabilities. Thank you, Mr. Speaker and committee members. I will stand by for any questionings.
Thank you, Representative. Further proponent testimony on House Bill 1077. Mr. Gloat, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Jason Gloat, registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Funeral Directors Association. And I also have Scott Iceberg with Iceberg Funeral Homes here as well. And we appreciate the work that Representative Steele has done in working with local law enforcement to draft this legislation. We don't normally support new regulations on the industry, but this one makes sense. And most states have already passed laws and regulations governing funeral processions. South Dakota is one of the 8 remaining states that has not. We believe the bill is well written. We support it. I think if you were to ask most people in South Dakota, they would already assume that we do have laws regulating funeral processions and are surprised to find out that we do not. And since we don't have laws regulating them, it creates confusion and it does create problems. This legislation will help create clarity so the public understands that funeral processions have the right-of-ways at intersections. And it also is good public policy because it encourages funeral homes to utilize law enforcement escorts to make sure that they're done safely. With that, I'll stand by for questions. And again, if you have any specific questions about funeral home directors or funeral processions, we also have Scott Iceberg that's available to answer any questions.
Thank you, sir. Further proponent testimony on House Bill 1077. Is there any further proponent testimony? Seeing none, is there any opponent testimony on House Bill 1077? Are there any opponents? Seeing no opponents, we'll open to questions from the committee. Are there any committee questions? Any questions from the committee? Seeing no committee questions, we'll move to committee discussion or action on House Bill 1077 as amended.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Borglum.
I move to pass as amended.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made by Representative Borglum, seconded by Representative Pischke to send House Bill 1077 as amended to the floor with a do pass recommendation. Comments on the motion, Representative Borglum.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think this is a great bill, and I agree with Mr. Gloat. If we ask the average South Dakotan, we'd assume that we have regulation to this effect. I know that out in my neck of the woods, particularly with the National Cemetery, we do see processions quite frequently, and those of us who've lost family members and friends, certainly. So I think this is a great bill. I support it, and I support the reasoning behind it. So thank you, and thank you, Mr. Steele.
Thank you, Representative. Further comments on the do pass as amended motion? Seeing none, the motion before the committee is to send House Bill 1077 as amended to the floor with a do pass recommendation. All those in favor of that motion will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Representative Barthel.
Aye.
Borglum.
Aye.
Schwag.
Aye.
Dietrich. Excused. Hammack.
Aye.
Latterell.
Aye.
Pischke.
Aye.
Poirier.
Aye.
Rasmussen.
Aye.
Reimer.
Aye.
St. John.
Aye.
Johns.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
We have 12 yeas.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. That motion carries. House Bill 1077, as amended, will move to the floor with a do pass recommendation. Should we put it on consent?
Yes.
Is there any objection to this bill being placed on consent? Seeing none, the chair will certify the bill for consent calendar. Thank you, Representative Steele.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, committee.
As I indicated earlier, the chair will defer House Bill 1101. House Bill 1101 is hereby deferred. That brings us in our agenda then to House Bill 1107. House Bill 1107, an act to define style and form and authorize the Code Council to make certain style and form edits to legislative acts. The committee will hear proponent testimony on House Bill 1107. Welcome, Representative Johns.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow members of the committee. House Bill 1107 is an act to define the term style and form and to authorize Code Council to make certain style and form edits to our legislative acts. Section 1 of the bill defines the term style and form and makes it clear that any style and form changes do not include any alteration of legislative intent or substantive policy. That's the main purpose of this bill. That was my reason for bringing it in the first place. When I brought it and asked for it to be drafted, I wanted a definition of style and form. After that, it was suggested by Code Council that we add Sections 2 and 3. Section 2 defines powers and duties of Code Council. The revisions in that section would set forth what style and form edits can be made by Code Council.
there is an amendment which is going to be brought by Representative Dietrich. It's 1107B, which would strike that section. There's been some discussion whether or not that's ready for prime time. Certain members of the bar have certain reservations about code counsel at this time having authority to renumber, rearrange, divide, or combine sections. And I would support Representative Dietrich's motion when he makes it that that section be struck from the bill. And then Section 3 just makes a style and form change to the authority of code, the Code Commission. In speaking to Section 2, I did consult with Senator Arthur Rush, who does serve on the Code Commission, and he indicated to me that he thought that at this time Section 2 shouldn't be considered. So with that, I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you, Representative. Further proponent testimony on House Bill 1107. Is there any further opponent? Excuse me. Is there any further proponent testimony? Seeing none, the committee will hear opponent testimony on House Bill 1107. Are there any opponents? Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. My name is Andrew Fergal, and I'm the Executive Director of the State Bar of South Dakota and a registered lobbyist for the State Bar also. We would rise to oppose House Bill 1107 if the amendment that Representative Johns briefly referenced is not put on. It's 1107B. Our concern is that Section 2 would essentially give one person the unfettered discretion to make changes to the form and style of the code. Recently, our members have been hearing about intentions to rewrite the code in what I would call the federal style, and that would be a dramatic change from the way our code is currently written. Our current code is currently written in short sections with each distinct proposition in a different section, which if necessary may be divided into subdivisions. And though I'm sure some of our members would prefer the code to be drafted into federal style, to date, the only input I've received is from members that don't want to see that style and form change at this time without input. They may certainly be open to what the Code Council wants to do after hearing his plans and providing input, but we think that the people that use the code should have input, and the best way to do that is to continue to have the Code Commissions participation in the process of deciding what the form and style of our code should look like. Again, this bill would give one person the discretion to proceed without input, and we ask you to defeat the bill unless Section 2 is or the amendment 1107B is put on. And with that, I would stand by for questions.
Thank you, Mr. Fergal. Further opponent testimony on House Bill 1107. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Aaron Scheibe. I'm the registered lobbyist for the South Dakota States Attorneys Association. I'll keep my remarks very brief. Like the State Bar, my association has concerns in particular with Section 2 of the bill for many of the same reasons that the State Bar has already alluded to. If the amendment were moved, 1107B, we would view the bill differently and would be neutral on it. But unamended in its form, we would urge you to defeat the bill in the interest of not subjecting you to my voice anymore. I'm going to cut off my remarks. So thank you. I'll stand by for questions.
Get well soon. Further opponent testimony on House Bill 1107. Morning. Mr. Siegel, hey, good morning.
Good morning. I'm Steve Siegel, registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Trial Lawyers Association. I would just echo what Andy said. Much better bill with a proposed amendment.
The concerns that I have heard are just a lot of lawyers apparently still like to use the red books, use those books and get their hands on the code, and they worry about the expense of new books being produced and that being an expensive thing, and then some of those expenses passed on to our clients invariably, that if you have to get new code books. And the other thing that I heard too was some of these pre-printed forms that already have statute sections in them, that could be an additional expense where you'd have to recreate some of those forms and rerun those forms with new code sections. Like I said earlier, much better bill with that proposed amendment, and that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you,
Chair, members of the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Siegel. Further opponent testimony on House Bill 1107. Are there any more opponents? Seeing no further opponents, Representative Johns, would you like a brief rebuttal, if necessary?
No.
Okay. Thank you. With that, we'll move to committee discussion or action on House Bill 1107. Questions? Oh, I'm sorry. Committee questions. Yeah. Yes. Thank you, Representative Pischke. Are there any committee questions, Representative Pischke?
For Mr. Fergal. So with the amendment, I didn't really get a clear definition, but if the amendment were to be passed on this bill, then you have a neutral stance, or you're then a proponent of the bill?
Mr. Chairman?
Please.
We would have a neutral stance on the bill if the amendment is put on the bill, Representative Pischke. Thank you for the question. I'm sorry I didn't address it earlier. Okay,
thank you. Further committee questions? Are there any further committee questions? Seeing none, we'll move to committee discussion or action. Representative Dietrich.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move HB 1107B amendment.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made by Representative Dietrich, seconded by Representative Barthel to amend House Bill 1107 with Amendment 1107B, which appears on the LRC website. Discussion on the motion. Representative Dietrich.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is working with a tool for a profession as well as for all of us as legislators that we look at, and the intent of the amendment is to be able to develop that in collaboration with the users of it, and in reality over the period of time between now and next year, if there's some additional language that would be necessary or ways that it can work better, that will come up. But for now, it's a pause on making those significant changes without getting the input of the actual stakeholders in the process. I'd encourage your support.
Thank you, Representative. Further discussion on the motion to amend, Representative Johns.
Yes, thank you for clarification. The concerns are only with Section 2, Subsection 6, A through D, which would involve possibly a total change in the format of the code. The other changes simply were just clarifications of what is done every day by code counsel now, such as substituting figures for written words and vice versa, and those types of things are all stylistic. There was a concern that renumbering, rearranging, dividing, and combining would be much more of a, would be a real substantial change just in the format. So it's a format, and there was a concern that we would have additional expense there. Originally, what I had in the bill was it provided in the last sentence that any style and form edits under subsections A, B, C, and D by the Code Council shall be submitted to the Code Commission for approval, which meant that it was going to require that there be publication prior to when the Code Commission would meet to consider those changes, and that the bar would have an opportunity at that time. However, there's been another amendment which was going to be brought that would have struck that language, and that's what caused the concern. So I supported the 1107B because it just makes things a lot simpler for all of us, and I think the rest of the bill is a very good bill, so I ask you to vote to send it to the floor on a due pass motion.
Thank you, Representative. Any further discussion on the motion to amend? Seeing none, the motion before the committee is to amend House Bill 1107 with amendments 1107B. All those in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The bill is so amended. We are now on the bill as amended. Discussion or action? Representative Dietrich.
Mr. Chairman, I move do pass.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made by Representative Dietrich, seconded by Representative Barthel, to send House Bill 1107 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Comments on your motion, Representative Dietrich?
I think that the discussion has been clear on what this does, and it's a good bill as amended, so encourage your vote.
Thank you, Representative. Further comments on the motion? The do pass motion, Representative Latterell.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. On the bill, I've got the amendment pulled up here in context, and the last section of the bill that is not considered by the amendment adds the word eliminate into the code, and I guess I'm just not comfortable with that. I'm not sure that there's any difference actually in practice from what's happening, but I'm going to vote no on the motion.
Thank you, Representative. Further discussion on the motion? Seeing none. The motion before the committee is to send House Bill 1107 to the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation. All those in favor of that motion will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, will please call the roll.
Representative Barthel.
Aye.
Borglum.
Aye.
Schwach.
Aye.
Diedrich.
Aye.
Hammack.
Aye.
Latterell.
Aye.
Pitschke.
Aye.
Poirier.
Aye.
Rasmussen.
Aye.
Reimer.
Aye.
St. John.
Aye.
Johns.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
We have 12 yeas, 1 nay.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. That motion carries. House Bill 1107, as amended, will move to the floor with a due pass recommendation. That brings us to our last bill on the agenda for today. That is House Bill 1153. House Bill 1153, an act to authorize the limited possession of a knife in the state capitol. The committee will now hear proponent testimony on House Bill 1153. Good morning, Representative Hammack.
Good morning,
Mayor. Can you turn your microphone? Representative Hammack, there you go. Thanks.
Thank you. We bring this bill because of some confusion that occurred after the security program was put in place for this session regarding the length of a knife blade and who could carry a knife. So there's two paragraphs that were added by LRC for at not just my request, there were a number of people. And what we have done is defined the acceptable length of the blade and that anyone can carry a knife in the Capitol. That meets that description, and we did not change any of the current definitions in criminal statutes, so this is unique to the Capitol. It does not go across a broad spectrum of a dangerous weapon, and we think we've solved some confusion by getting a definition into just the Capitol. And available for questions.
Thank you, Representative Hammack. Further proponent testimony on House Bill 1153. Are there any further proponents? Seeing none, the committee will hear opponent testimony on House Bill 1153. Are there any opponents? Seeing no opponents, we will open to committee questions. Are there any questions from the committee? Any committee questions? Representative Johns.
Thank you. Just one question for Representative Hammack. Currently, what are the restrictions for the blade length as far as any knives that would be allowed to be brought into the Capitol?
Currently, there is no restriction, no definition at all on blade length. Now, the Highway Patrol posted a sign, that's what actually kicked off the conversation, that says 2.5 inches. And so there was some confusion, and so we researched that, and nowhere can we find any statute, policy, provision, administrative rule that governs the actual length of a knife.
Follow-up, Representative.
Thank you. Just one. And what's your reason for asking for 4 inches versus 2.5 inches?
Good, Mr. Chair.
Please.
Good question. Thank you, Representative Johns. I kind of ran a survey amongst a number of people, and in South Dakota, if you go out there and just look at the ag world, nobody carries a longer knife in their pocket, because when you're in a saddle or on a tractor, it just jabs you in the top part of the leg. It's just uncomfortable. I talked to two of the sports shops in town and said, what do you guys usually sell? And it was always right in that 3 to 4 inch range. So that's where we came up with that. And if somebody felt strongly, I wouldn't mind discussing something different. But having carried a knife in my pocket for 50 years, pretty well figured it out what's comfortable to carry.
Thank you.
Thank you. Further committee Thank questions? You. Are there any further committee questions? Representative Schwach.
Thank you. I noticed in the statute for a concealed carry, you have to give notice beforehand. Would we have to give notice for this?
No, and I actually went back to LRC this morning to confirm that this is addressing differently than the concealed carry of a firearm in the Capitol.
Representative Borglum.
If they had, for example, costumes like we have Deadwood Days, and they have a large Bowie knife, would they need to get special permission, a la Representative Schwach's question?
Mr. Chair.
Representative.
There was no discussion on that, and there's no provision that I'm aware of to make that accommodation. So strictly my opinion is that that would be discussed when they came in through security.
On a case-by-case basis?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Further committee questions? Representative Latterell.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For Representative Hammack, is there any concern or consideration in this bill that, let's say, you brought a knife to the Capitol and, you know, down the highway patrol, perhaps they had like an Australian officer there, and they wouldn't let you bring the knife in because they didn't believe it was big enough to be a knife? Is that something you considered?
Mr. Chair.
Representative.
We've actually discussed what did the highway patrol do during this early period. The option is go put it back in your vehicle or throw it away. Highway Patrol does not want to deal with taking a piece of property, cataloging it, logging it into some kind of a book, and then having to go through issuing it back out to the person when they leave and issuing, having receipts signed and record keeping and all that. So that's the current situation. If it comes in and it's 4 inches or less and proper measurement, then it's okay. Is that satisfactory?
Further committee questions? Are there any further committee questions? Seeing none, thank you, Representative.
We'll move. Thank you. All good questions. We were kind of winging this one, so thanks.
Thank you. We will move then to discussion or action on House Bill 1153. Discussion or action?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Pischke.
I move to pass on House Bill 1153.
Motion made by Representative Pischke, seconded by Representative Reimer, to send House Bill 1153 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Comments on your motion, Representative
Just
Pischke?
Just a few. I want to thank the good representative for identifying this this miss in our code and for bringing the bill so that we can make this right. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further comments on the motion? Representative Reimer.
What can we say? It's done by Representative Hammack. He always does a great job.
I second that. Further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, and the motion before the committee is to send House Bill 1153 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. All those in favor of that motion will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Representative Barthel.
Aye.
Borglum.
Aye.
Schwach.
Aye.
Diedrich.
Aye.
Hammack.
Aye.
Latterell.
Aye.
Pischke.
Aye.
Poirier.
Aye.
Rasmussen.
Aye.
Reimer.
Aye.
St. John.
Aye.
Johns.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
We have 13 yeas.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Motion carries. House Bill 1153 will move to the floor with a due pass recommendation. What do you think? Consent? The chair will certify this bill for consent unless anybody objects. Seeing none, the bill is so certified. Thank you, Representative. That amazingly concludes our calendar for the day at 10:47. Remarkable. Nice work, committee. Seeing nothing further, the chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Representative Pischke.
Second.
Seconded by Representative Hammack. All those in favor of that motion will vote aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. We're so adjourned.